The Man Upstairs and Other Stories by P.G. Wodehouse. The Man Upstairs. There were three distinct stages in the evolution of Annette Brougham's attitude towards the knocking in the room above. In the beginning, it had been merely a vague discomfort. Absorbed in the composition of her waltz, she had heard it almost subconsciously. The second stage set in when it became a physical pain, like red-hot pincers wrenching her mind from her music. Finally, with a thrill in indignation, she knew it for what it was, an insult. The unseen brute disliked her playing, and was intimating his views of the boot-heel. Defiantly, with her foot on the loud pedal, she struck, almost slapped, the keys once more. Bang! From the room above. Bang! Bang! Annette rose. Her face was pink, her chin tilted. Her eyes sparkled with the light of battle. She left the room and started to mount the stairs. No spectator, however just, could have helped feeling a pang of pity for the wretched man who stood unconscious of imminent doom, possibly even triumphant, behind the door at which she was on the point of tapping. "Come in!" cried the voice, rather a pleasant voice. "But what is a pleasant voice if the soul be vile?" Annette went in. The room was a typical Chelsea studio, scantily furnished and lacking a carpet. In the centre was an easel, behind which were visible a pair of trousered legs. A cloud of grey smoke was curling up over the top of the easel. "I beg your pardon," began Annette.
"I don't want any models at present," said the boot. "Leave your card on the table."
"I'm not a model," said Annette coldly. "I merely came..."
At this, the brute emerged from his fortification.